for IOX, Hubble.
JKT.
Way home.
Cowpens right now.
Start. Oh, good. What been a good day? I did. I didn't have too bad a day. Just too many days in a row. You know, they're working me so much, I might have to come out of retirement. I can't do that. Well, you know, I went to Williamston. So I almost made it down here, but your area down there.
Old place I go every time, so good old Anderson.
There, right by the interstate.
Well,
I'm going to start going by the blowing the air horn. Just to aggravate you. You know, hey, there's somebody out that interstate. Knows me. But, yeah, I'll be going by tomorrow. So you'll be listening for that air horn.
At where I sit, I'm deep within the building. I have no external windows or anything. I'm sort of in a dungeon. So it's a nice gesture, though.
In the dungeon. Should have known.
That little girder in my office that holds up probably most of the building.
I'll be saying that. Might be terrorists out here listening.
They're going to do what they're going to do. So, anyway, you headed home too?
Left the office, heading up, I guess it's 14, 290. I don't know what it is. Coming up by White Hampton.
By me, and, yeah, I forget where you live. What part of town are you in?
Down. I'm up there in Hendersonville. Actually, the little outskirts of Hendersonville called Edneyville, up there by Chimney Rock Park. I can walk to Chimney Rock Park from my house.
I like Hendersonville. Courtney and I take the kids over there once in a while to, there's this pizza place there on the main drag. I can't remember the name of it. It'll come to me. But, yeah, they got a cool toy store there and that's what I think.
Place, I brought a blank there, but yeah, the toy store is really good. A lot of businesses on Main Street are pretty good. That used to be my beat there for the last year and a half I was there, or maybe not that long, maybe 9 months, 10 months, something. I told him that you can't find anybody to work in the last year and a half. You can have the rank, you can take everything, just don't mess with my pay and don't take my holidays, because holidays, I would cash my holiday, I'd work the holiday and just cash them in. So that was, building up towards my retirement. They take your 5 highest years. And that was my last year, which is typically your highest, so. And they fell for it. So I didn't have anybody to supervise, didn't have to do any hard work, just walk Main Street and talk to business owners. My biggest decision was where I was going to have lunch that day.
Good gig. The place is called Mezzaluna. It came to me, so. But yeah, I need to, I think about retirement almost every day, but I still have a few more years before I can really start to plan for it.
I am retired, but here I am working all these hours, so it is what it is. I enjoy it. Get to talk to y'all in the mornings. It's not a bad gig. If I ever get a radio in my truck, it'll probably be better, but it's not hard work. So working out really well. Works out to my benefit, I think, and their benefit, too. KD4IOX.
KT, yeah, well, I mean, you know, you have a good gig, you enjoy your work, you know, it's not maybe the worst thing in the world to put in a few hours in retirement if you want to, but, you know, it's I would love to have a job that I was so excited about that I didn't care if I was retired.
Well, you got the whole idea right there. And with your knowledge and your expertise, there's so many options that are out there. You know, that's why I said, I was going to wait until I was full retirement age, but, you know, I said, do the math and everything. I just go now and find something I want to, you know, fiddle with a little bit, and that'll make up the difference, and I'm a whole lot happier, working a lot less hours, and have zero stress compared to what I had before.
If you love what you do, you never work a day in your life, and I guess that's where we all kind of want to get to, but I'm kind of looking for something that's either going to get me closer to home or get me work remote full-time, because, I, you know, as much as I love working at my job, you know, this drive is a killer, and it's only going to get worse with all this construction, And with Courtney taking a job that's an hour away from the house, you know, it'd be good if at least one of us were home all the time. So I'm kind of feeling around, but haven't really found anything yet.
Feeling for you on the drive. It's that's my biggest pet peeve about what I'm working, you know, what I'm doing now. I thought about, well, maybe I could, you know, I could find a place in Hendersonville or close by. I need to find some place closer, but I like this company. It's a good company. A lot of fun. A lot of good guys.
Kind of important, and you know, one thing that's great about my job is that the people I work with are really good people. So, you know, I look forward to going, and I like what I do. But man, I'll tell you, this drive is great because it's my me time, but it is kind of tiring after a while. So, you know, I've been doing this for about a year and a half, and it's cool, and I don't mind it. But if I can find myself a 100% remote gig, I would take that in a second.
Ear to the pavement. Eventually, you'll hear something. Keep your eyes and ears open. It'll come along.
This week.
Anderson. And doing my regular run. And they got me lined up for something Thursday. It's probably going to be back to Williamston again. So, a little company there I go to and pick up and deliver. And pick up their stuff and take it out to Magna Mirrors out here in Greer.
Yeah, I'm working at home tomorrow, and then I'm in the office Thursday and Friday. But, I guess maybe I'll feel a little less exhausted after we finish this stupid kitchen project. I'm definitely ready for it to be done, but we're almost there. I just have to do a little bit of mud work tonight and then paint tomorrow, and then the cabinet people are going to come in and start their work. And then our part's done, and it's all contractors from there on out. That'll be a welcome relief.
I know how it is, having built our house. And, yeah, it's a... something everybody should do at least once. After a heavy-duty remodel, there's nothing like getting it done and it being done. So, yeah, I understand. Who's doing your cabinets? Or actually making the cabinets?
Up in near Hickory, North Carolina, called Newton's Cabinet Shop. They do. We had a designer in Shelby do the design, and we sent the drawings over there, and they're going to build the cabinets to those designs. So they do good work. They have good reviews, and we got more than one recommendation for them. So we're looking forward to seeing what they do.
That's gonna be one of the soon to be upgrades at the house. We do the base cabinet, and maybe a cabinet over the sink. Get those done. The one we're using, we brought it from Charleston. Our father made it eons ago.
Can you reach the 285 machine from where you're at? I'm getting far north here, and I'm starting to lose the 610. I missed a good bit of that.
KD4IOX, QSY.
QSY.